Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menard. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you go there and you watch it, okay, like, it's just the inches, as Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday.
Great
man. Inches, as your wife probably says she needs more. But listen.
Hey, welcome back to Filthy Fellas, man.
Yeah.
The energy in the building is right. It was a good weekend for majority of the people.
Oh, right.
Hey, do you know what? Lippy looks like he's on that.
Hey, Dad,
edge.
Daddy, look down. He said, "Hey, what? I'm a G, man." For what?
He's on the edge. For bro, what? Do you know how big that is? That's 1.75.
It's my normal flavour. This ain't nothing, ain't changed. No, I always have the green one.
Because the energy's right. You get me? It's high inside.
It's lovely.
And the mood's good. I wanted to pose a question to the gang. Yeah, just off the rip, just so I know where everybody's head's at, yeah? If you saw your friend, close friend, maybe best friend, I don't know, best friend, close friend, one of your friends, one of the man them, if you saw them cheating on their gal, would you tell their gal?
Whoa, of course not.
Whoa.
No.
Why would you tell their gal?
Why would you tell their gal? Why?
Oh, you're asking from a moral standpoint.
Maybe a moral standpoint, yeah. Because you could have a relationship with a girl.
No, but even on a moral standpoint, you can say to your virgin, yo, I seen you do this, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do this. Touch your bridge.
Yeah. Don't do this.
Yes. Move forward.
Hold your friends accountable. You can hold your brethren accountable.
You can just say, bro. That's chatting to your brethren, though.
Stevie Wonder, I didn't see a thing, bro. I didn't see nothing, bro.
So what if it's like your brethren, and like Mark said, you're friends with the gal as well, because it's that serious. Like, they've been together for years. You're not even going to say, like, bro, come on, man, like, you're even going to say, bro, you're even putting me in a compromising, like, you're putting me in a mad position.
But what if you've had that conversation before? Because he's outside. If he's outside on the mains, doesn't care, then we've gone too far, bro.
Yeah, we're enablers. I can't lie, man.
However, do you know what?
Yeah, that's...
You're going to tell this to Mrs.
No, no. I'm saying, you like, mate, yeah, really? what are we doing there? Who are we talking for here?
Yeah, I don't
know. Are we talking normal or not?
No.
You see the biggest. No, stop. The man in my fronting.
No, guys, it's me. Go on, you lot know. I've been my missus 20 years.
Yeah.
We can play these games now with me. It's me, bro.
Tell you how our conversation is going to go. Hey, that thing I see you with was buff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done well still.
She's my friend.
Ah.
Composure. Composure. Being composed.
The lies don't help, man.
It's bad energy on the table.
Lies is bad energy, man.
Don't. What are you not saying to me? I'm in my missus 20 years. Yeah. Don't worry, we can play these games with me.
Don't cheat.
I'll ask you how you felt after.
What?
How did you feel after you cheated?
Hey, I don't know.
but I'm saying, how do you think?
It's hypothetical, isn't it? It's role play. I've seen you, Ted Lasso.
Okay, all right. Let's take myself to that
don't
character.
Do it. Stop. I'm going to speak
bro,
up. No.
My wife's safe.
It's
bro.
Fine.
Bro,
don't even get points. Involved. Don't even
I
act
got
too
three
good.
Points from Arsenal. You think I can't say what I want on
okay,
the show?
Okay, let's go.
Bro, I'm a winner.
Role play.
Big dog.
Role play. She knows. He's an actor. He's an actor. It's fine.
She knows this is for the bag.
You know how stored that is. That is stored.
Let me tell you lot something, because you lot changed last week about you wouldn't go into the box for, you said two and a half. You're going there for five bills, bro. Don't try it.
Is that what
you're going
was?
To the box
is
of
that
five bills. Was? You're getting to the box of five bills.
My
don't lie.
My day rate is minimum £1,000.
So how much you, wait, you're getting to the box.
You're reconsidering, isn't it?
I know I got paid.
No, I know he got, I know, I don't even know, but I know he got paid.
I know I got paid.
What brand is it?
Huh?
What brand?
It was a Sky.
Okay, then you know what to expect.
You done about.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, why was you lot lying then on the episode?
No, what I said 2.5.
You lot acting like someone. Who's going to go into the box of 2 bills? No, tell the truth.
But I don't know what you got paid, but I know I'll go in there for what you got paid.
Gone for per way.
Whatever you got offered, I know I'll do it for that.
There we go. I couldn't believe you lot. I was mad at you, man.
Why are you getting mad? You got paid,
but,
man.
But how did you feel after cheating?
Oh, this is the thing.
Hypothetically as well.
I think you're going to...
If you just joined this...
Wait, I'm going to link this to, like, if you've been watching too much porn, you're going to feel guilty. You don't want to look in the mirror.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, you feel guilty after watching porn?
Yeah, you might feel guilty a bit.
Yeah, because he's watching white porn and his gas black.
White porn? You lot are going mad. You lot are going so mad.
I feeling guilty after watching.
He's watching porn. He's watching interracial.
Is correct.
If you're watching interracial and your gas black, you're going to feel a little something.
No, because I feel like I should be better than this. I should be in more control. It's a more control thing. It's a more disappointing yourself. I'll be disappointed in myself.
Hey, wait. What are you watching?
Everything.
If my girl catches me watching porn, it has to be Ebony. It's gotta be Ebony.
You said everything.
Everything is
you
crazy.
Said everything.
Everything.
No, with everything within the confines.
In the confines of
within the confines.
Everything in the realm.
What we should be watching as Mandy.
Yeah. Everything in our realm.
I'm with you, KG. We're not doing that.
No. I'm just saying everything in 2026 is everything.
Hey, say everything.
I told you. Wait. And didn't I tell him to not talk? I said this. I tried to save him.
Oh, yeah, for real. Stop. Sorry, boys. Just concentrate. Hey, this is a lively episode, you know. Dan wants to address the table. He's got something to ask.
Bro, stop doing that. Every time
it's
you
not,
do that.
It's not the AFCON thing again, that. Is it?
Hey, people have been DMing me about that.
Oh, my God.
People have been DMing me about you and about me. But then,
I got in big trouble for that. I said, and I want to apologize to the family right now, because I said, my son's mum is Moroccan. And they got onto me for saying, why didn't you say your son's Moroccan?
Yeah.
You are Moroccan.
Big but everyone up though, man. We love Moroccans right and North Africans.
Yeah.
We love
yeah,
them.
Yeah, man.
We love Moroccans.
Yeah, exactly, man.
All right, listen, guys. One for the table. Life imprisonment or cheat on your girl?
I can't do this again because it will just look like I'm on a street.
I'm sort of you, KG.
But you lot understand.
Is anyone going to jail? No!
I think anyone's going to jail.
No, it is. I can say I might even cheat for life.
Menace.
They can't hear you.
Menace, you know Menace. What? Because you said nothing at the time when this was asked, yeah?
Yeah, because this is a subject, man.
So you're willing to do life in jail?
Sorry, Sorry, Menace. No, sorry to cut you. I got you, yeah? Because
go on.
Even the life thing is too crazy. For the dilemma that you had, I want to put it into real terms that people can appreciate,
let's
yeah?
Do it.
Yeah.
Three years, do 14 months, 2 on tag, or cheat on your gal.
Why the 2 tag? What's the tag about?
Bro, just answer the
what's
question.
What's the tag about?
You get 3 year sentence. You're going to do 14 months in the jail. You're going to do 2 months on tag.
But it's or summer, are you 7 p.m.
Why are you adding stuff? Why is everyone adding stuff? Why are you laughing as well? You'd do the
or
same
are,
thing.
Or are
you're
you
going to jail.
Gal?
You're going to jail.
3 years. This
you're going to jail.
3 years.
You only do 14 months. You only
half,
do 14
you're
months.
Doing half.
You only do 14 months, KG.
Then I could drop an album as well after I come out.
One second. So just so we're clear, Menace, you're doing the 3 months. You're doing the 40 months.
3 years. I'll do the 3 years.
I might do the three.
I'll do the 3 years.
Your girl can leave in jail. Your girl can leave.
Bro, your girl's probably gonna be mad at you that you're in jail for 3 years.
I'll do the three years. Sounds like it's understandable.
Nah.
Huh?
Your girl will want you to cheat.
Yeah, 100%.
What do you mean?
If your girl loves you, she'll want you to cheat more than she wants you to go to jail.
Watch this now. Watch the scenario change. Imagine it was something of a longer term, but it got reduced to 3 years.
Bro, we gave you 14 months.
He's just shuffling, eh?
He's all over the shop.
You're trying to win. You can't win, man.
All right, cool. Let me just reverse it quickly. Would you rather your girl cheat or your girl get 5 years in jail?
Should I be real? Life, I let her cheat.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd rather my girl cheat, you know?
5 years, I'm the 5 years at all these. I got 3 kids, bro.
Well, Leeds, what are you doing? Yeah. Your missus, 5 years, she cheats or 5 years in jail? Yes.
Oh, she got in jail,
bro. This girl!
This episode can't come out, bro.
He's a jail advocate.
No, but
he's
listen,
an
listen,
expert of the game.
Advocate. Listen. No. If your girl cheated tomorrow, you'd rather she went to jail for 7 years.
Loon's Twitch and HMP.
Anything
you know?
Over 10, though, you'll say nah. If you went in jail, you'll say, I wish you cheated instead.
All right, 1 second, let's move on. Look, there's an image on our screen. Hopefully Greg's gonna put it on user screen as well. And it says, what do these two have in common? It is Arsenal and...
Augsburg.
Who?
Augsburg.
Augsburg.
Awkward.
Yeah. Augsburg. Do you lot know?
I don't know.
I know.
Go on.
We're the only teams that's beat Bayern Munich this season.
That's it?
Is it?
That's
really right. Well,
that's quality.
Shut up, man. What the hell?
No,
is
do
that?
Not. Let them have
is
that.
Is that true? Is that a real thing?
Is that what we're not
is that
doing?
What Greg
that?
Is doing today?
We're not doing that. Thank
is
you.
Is that
we're
what
not
Greg
doing that?
Is? Oh, that nonsense
what, 1 second.
That?
Hold on.
All right, it's all right.
I cannot believe we've just allowed that to happen.
Why read that out, bro?
Oh my God. And he edits it as well.
That's the only thing we're doing.
Guys, I like this. Look, listen.
Oh my God.
Let's be totally honest. Listen, we all know what happened.
They set that up.
It's going to be fair. I've put a question on Twitter. I asked the crowd if there's any questions that you don't want me to address the table. And I will do it. I can start now if you want. Shall we wait?
Go.
I think we should start strong.
Production said wait. We got to wait for that.
Production saying wait. We'll see what's going on
big
in there.
Big him up, you know.
Hey, big up. Yeah,
big
hey,
up
G2, man. Big
up
G2. Yeah.
All right.
You got to clip that.
I keep that, please.
All right, nah. Production saying we'll get into it at some point. We'll get into it at some point. But I mean, obviously, I want to kick off the show. It was a big weekend. For a lot of people,
you as well. Yeah, we got a comfortable win.
Let's raise a toast.
If you got 3 points,
let's raise a toast.
And three goals.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. I don't
three goals. Yeah.
Three goals.
Guys. Yeah.
Cheers. Hey, cheers.
I don't want to spoil the flows. I don't want to spoil the flow of the show. So before we get into the show, I just need to do a quick. I need to give some information out there. Anybody that wants to earn any money, they need to know that today's video is sponsored by Tester Up. Now, you don't know what Tester App is, but I'm going to let you don't know now. Tester App is an app that allows you to test apps on your phone and get paid.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's serious stuff. This ain't a get-rich scheme. Yeah, it's a way to earn additional income from being on your phone like everybody is all the time anyway. So it works. It makes sense. It goes hand in hand. You can download the app with the link in the description, pinned comment, and start earning right now. It's as simple as that, and it's free to use,
That's
guys.
Quality, though. That is quality. Like, we've done a lot of ad reads. This one makes a lot of sense.
Listen, sign up, pick an app to test, do a few tasks, surveys, play a game, etc. It's very simple, and you'll be paid out within 24 hours, and you can earn up to £80 per app.
Download
if you
that
do
right now.
4 apps per day, that's...
You're going mad. Land it. No, land it. Let him land it.
Start earning now. Boys, listen. Man United, we ran the show at the Emirates. The juggernaut, the big red machine, rolled into town, started kicking ass and taking names, boy.
Hey,
Carrick, he done it again.
I'll be real, before we get into it.
Go on.
Is it the right glasses for this show? The glasses for the intro.
Yeah, okay. Just because we scored.
The second one, because we scored two shots.
Yeah, you got that.
Wait.
When did you lot arrange this?
We do this every week.
Take the third one.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that's nice, actually. I like those. But I'm going to go with the C3
You lot do this over WhatsApp?
You're going for what?
Yeah, the C3.
Yeah, I can see everything.
Yeah.
I can see them all.
See everything.
What did you say? You were saying something.
What,
my killer?
Are we good?
Yeah, sorry,
can
Mark,
I get
my bad.
What are those glasses?
Oh, they're see-through.
I think they offset the screen suit as well.
Yeah, the job's been done.
Let me see the side.
Now, see right now?
No, the other side.
There you go. Anyway, listen, let's just get to work. I'm not going to dampen Manchester United's hype right now.
You're not allowed to.
But I just want to say, and they're going to see the behind the scenes, I'm telling you lot, because it's been so long since United have actually been happy, we forgot how horrible United are. I'm just going to let you know now. I'm not dampening. No, do your thing.
Shut up, man. It's been so horrible.
You're the one who said that.
It's been so horrible. Lippy, am I lying? It's disgusting. They've got no shame. Two games. They've got no shame. And I was going to celebrate with you. It's
Evo
disgusting.
Is the one who's been saying that we should appreciate how good Amorim done.
I have been saying it.
But it's been crazy
today.
Are we doing well or are we stinking? Which one?
No, go on. Let's see how this goes, innit? But I'm just saying. Wow.
Very defensive, Steve.
No. He's having a good game.
You're getting
this
relegated.
This guy's in a relegation zone.
He's having a good game.
This guy's in a relegation zone.
We won't let him distract us. Let's not let him distract us from what
we're
we need
saying.
To do today.
I have to be real.
Let's do it.
Someone lead.
Okay, well, what I would want to say is, before the game, almost nobody gave us a chance.
I did.
Go on, speak on it.
You lot, this is what you lot do. You ruin things for Arsenal. This is what Chelsea usually do, but we ain't done it for a few seasons. But
You know, like the whole thing is built around just ruining things for Arsenal. And I knew you lot would do it. Rooney, when he did it. Like, you lot always do it. It don't matter what they got going on.
Is that my bad time? Because I told you lot many weeks ago, Man United are the original ruiners. And this guy, yes, this guy, look me in the face, and it's acting like, we don't do that. I said,
I think you're the Arsenal ruiners.
We ruin it for everyone.
Excuse me, guys. I want to go to the only Arsenal representation on the table, and I want to hear from Mr. Lickshot.
Listen, first of all, bro, your suit is shit. Yeah, your nails are dirty.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, you can't style.
My nails look like yours, bro.
No, they don't.
Yeah, my nails look like your title hooks, bro.
Listen, yeah, but hear this.
Finished.
What was the question again, bro?
Shut up.
Shut up.
He's coming.
No, what did you say? No. That's what it is. The ruining thing. Bro.
Go on.
It's not over, bro. I don't think you've ruined it. I think we're still going
to
win the
4 points enough to see if this City team.
Can I come to Arsenal's defence here?
Yeah, go on.
For me, yeah, Arsenal are still going to win this league, yeah? Commanding position. 4 points.
4 points is not a commanding position.
No. Let him land.
It's a 4 points clear of a City that aren't quite City, yeah? There's no one else that's really going to catch them. I'm not done yet.
Okay, sorry, go on.
Their next two games are what? Leeds away and Brentford away. That's guaranteed 6 points.
Guaranteed.
Not in this day and age.
For the best team in Europe, yes it is.
Guaranteed. Wake up.
Nottingham Forest was guaranteed 3 points and they shouldn't have been over there.
Wake up.
We drew that.
Smell the coffee. It's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. They should win.
Has Arsenal just got 2 points in their last three games?
Yep, two draws.
So they got 2 points.
Goalless in them two draws.
That's just a blip. They're going to win the league.
They're going to win the league though.
So is it okay to talk about things like, Martin Odegaard? Because he is the captain.
He is.
Can we agree that he's the captain?
I think he come back and look good.
Has he been dragged in the last four games?
All the time.
Should we talk about that?
Okay, sorry, boys. Look, I want to pose a question to someone because I was watching the game. They dragged Odegaard. Well, he made four subs anyway, but forget
Suicide Squad.
He dragged Odegaard at 57 minutes, yeah, while you're...
It's getting a bit... Woo! We're going all over the gaff, I want to do. And I'm not even a producer. This is GOP, right? Let's go through the game in stages, right? Okay. We'll go through the game. We'll go from Mbeumo...
So can I give my opinion?
But let's praise United, right? Because they deserve it, and let's not do the Arsenal. We're not haters.
Okay,
we're
cool.
We're not haters.
We're not Arsenal.
So let me.
I'm a hater.
And speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. I want blood. What am I talking about here?
Let me give you my opinion. Yeah. So obviously we came into town. Obviously it was a tough game. From the best team in the league, and it's on their home ground. They started off ferociously. The first 20 minutes, they was going crazy. They had all of the ball, and it took a lot for us to even just withstand the pressure that Arsenal was putting on us. First 25 minutes, Arsenal was impeccable. But I think so was United in the way that we set up in our discipline off the ball and our defending. It was good. And then the game opened up. We started getting on the ball, started getting more touches, started looking more dangerous. But in our best possession of play, we conceded. Mm. Arsenal scored. This is what happened.
But we scored.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, we showed a lot of fight, a lot of resilience and a lot of spirit to not let that affect us and equalise straight away. And I think it was from us pressuring and harrowing the team because it was coming from a mistake. Zubimendi slack pass to...
In his defence, the pass to him from Saliba was poor.
There we go. Best in the world, Saliba.
So yeah, it was a slack pass from Zubimendi. Does anybody know what Zubimendi was actually thinking?
Bro,
or
it was
trying
a hot potato, man. Saliba gave him a ball that was a bomb. Yeah, on his weaker foot. He tried to get his body across. He tried to play. I think he tried to play it to the keeper.
Zubimendi
didn't get enough
He's
purchase.
Been here before. Liverpool won their game. Who fouled Curtis Jones? Zubimendi's been here before.
Is he the one that loses them? Potentially, because I think they're still going to win the
league.
He's
been here before.
Does Zubimendi's mistakes the league
we'll come
away.
Back to it.
I think
it's
unfair. Zubimendi's better than I thought he would have been in this league and for this team. Like I watched him at Arsenal. He came to Old Trafford in the Europa League.
And we dealt with him. Casemiro.
Batting him up off the park. Casemiro. So I thought he weren't going to be ready. But Zubi's a good player. Oh, yeah. I don't want to do that just because he made a mistake.
No. Good players still make mistakes. Yeah, just because you make mistakes and you cost the team a lead doesn't mean you're a bad player.
I had this argument, though, with Poet. I remember telling him when we was in Dubai about Villa's midfield. Saying I'd probably rather have Kamara.
Louder.
Or even Tielemans than Zubi.
Louder.
And he was like right against it. I think we nearly had a proper argument. I think we nearly come into fisticuffs.
Again?
Me and Poe.
Poe's been calling
out. That's it again.
Hey, you know what? You two have been close to fighting for a long time.
You should have seen him in Fashion Week. Oh my God.
Is he going crazy?
I nearly boxed him.
Is it?
That's where Poe is fighting. Poe is fighting that Fashion Week. That
feels
for real.
So, appropriate. So I'm not totally convinced that Zuby's just not a peak. Like, he's not the extra for me. He's not the extra. And then when he needs to be the extra, he doesn't be the extra. So he can keep.
He doesn't be the extra. He doesn't be the extra.
And to add extra to that, and talking of extra, we've got Extra Filthy, new show.
Yeah. That was good from you.
But I even remember against Tottenham, Zuby, he gave the ball away, and I think Richarlison comes onto it.
Done the same thing.
That's another thing.
It's like, this is stuff that loses
your
titles.
What I will say, as a DM, yeah, that is part of your job, innit? You go and collect the ball off the back four. Your next decision is like, you get caught on the ball more than probably anyone.
It's part of your job to make mistakes. Yeah. When I said something similar about defenders, I got killed.
You put out fires, but you start fires sometimes. Wow. He starts. He's a fire starter.
Like Lippy.
Twisted fire starter.
Again, you know what it is?
I'm a fire starter.
I expected you to be
twisted. Boys, let's concentrate. It is only one game, but it's two. But I mean, like, come on, maybe we are doing a lot. I want to hear from someone who actually knows Arsenal and watches Arsenal. Do you think it's fair to say those things about Zubimendi?
Like, was your midfield missing?
Do you know what it is, yeah? I think with Zubi, yeah, I think sometimes he just gets over-involved, bro. Louder. Like, maybe not in that situation. He had to be there, innit? But it's just, when he joins the back four and he just stays there, like, it's like you have to pass to him, innit? That's why Saliba passed to him, in all honesty, innit? And I just think my man, he's just too there, innit? Like, you see this extra thing that you said? I think he's trying to be that, innit? He's trying to be everywhere, and I don't know, man.
What am I going to say?
You go ahead.
Shut up.
Hold on.
Do you know why? Oh, we changed it up again.
Wait,
you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me that we're changing.
On the shaded ones, the ones they can't see.
Wait, that's why I know. Shade Borough.
Ashab's
back.
Put on the gangster shit.
Ashab's back.
Ashab's back, by the way.
Back.
I need to know because
what
I don't
know. What the hell was all of that, though?
Do you know what it is?
A bagger, I don't know.
Do you know what it is, yeah? This is the first time you've beaten Arsenal. I think you. Was you here when you beat us in the FA Cup?
Yes. Exactly.
I went here.
I was here.
This is the first time you've beaten Arsenal as a filthy fella.
Yeah.
Like, big up Formation Zones and all them other
who that is.
Podcasts you're on.
But you're Formation here now Zones.
With, like, you can see you.
You're meant to be with me. Why is he
talking so much?
Why are we allowed this? Sorry. Thank you, KG.
Why is the loser talking so much?
Stop. Let Lippy land.
Let me land.
Let Lippy land, please.
And hold on.
Let Lippy land.
Yeah, shut up as well, yeah? Big up yourself as well, yeah? Putting on costumes for your team winning games, what they're supposed to do.
Brother.
Bro. You man are idiots, bro. Get with it. There's you lot. Yeah. Man, you are probably going to beat
is
Arsenal
he hurting?
More times when you lot are filthy, bro.
That's a good defense, you know.
Yeah.
Just chill, bro.
Do you know where
when
it comes
I, when,
from?
When we beat you lot, did I come in different clothes? Answer the question. When we beat anyone, have I ever done anything different? What do you mean it's your turn? You're in a suit.
Is it my turn? I want to know, when Broski, is it my turn?
You've got a suede
I want to know when it's my turn. I want to know when it's my turn. Because he's talking wicked and there's too many sentences.
You come in here with your suede glasses case, all that fly
What's wrong with that?
Free glasses.
Says Gucci.
Broski, just calm down. Just calm down. When we win the league, I'm not going to wear nothing different.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I wanted.
We like that. That's what we need.
That's what I wanted from Lippy.
Have you got anything different?
Now is it my turn?
Have I got anything different?
You've been all black.
Don't do this.
You've been
don't
all
do
black.
Don't
since
do this.
Quiet,
boys, boys, boys.
Don't do this.
No, get back in the car. Get back in the car.
Shut up.
Have I got anything different?
Lippy, do you think?
That's a good one. Lippy, that was good. That was good. Hey, that was good. Hey, boys, let things play out.
Yeah,
man.
We gotta let it play. We're all talking. Lippy.
One voice at a time. Come on.
Lippy, do you think that dropping points to United cost you the league? Just if you had a crystal ball,
mm-hmm.
yeah, does this cost you the league?
I don't think it does.
You still win the league, right?
I think we still win the league, yeah.
It's the result before. Sorry, we said the drawing at Nottingham Forest would look different depending on this Arsenal United result.
Wait, hold on. Let me land this now because this guy's been talking a lot of shit.
Go on, KG.
And I do research, yeah? And if you can, producer, there's a clip of you lot talking about the game. And he says, him over there says, if we lose this game, it will be very significant. It would be, or it'll have a lasting effect. He said it with his own. And now he's sitting here today with the biggest bottle of buzz I've ever seen, bro. With the big,
Sweet.
That's not cry for help. That's the biggest cry for help. And we're just podding.
All right, then, cool. Look, it's fine. Look, I still want to talk about the game. They're saying that the midfield went missing and no one was stepping up. I thought Declan Rice.
Jollof.
I thought Declan Rice done Royal. You see that off the ball, like his jaws and his tackling. He turned up and he cut out, like, some, made some interceptions and done some tackles in some important time. I feel like he was trying and doing his thing. Do you think it's a case of the Arsenal's midfield went missing?
I just think we were tactically fried, bro. I think Gabriel Jesus is like as fit as me right now. He's just running around.
So do you think it was the wrong choice to start with Gabriel over Gyökeres?
Yeah. Even if man started Marino, just start someone that can handle the pace of the game. Like Gabriel Jesus was, he didn't handle it, bro.
I thought Arsenal were good in the game.
Okay, but he was mashed.
Stop. I like that statement. So with that statement, I want to read a quote, and if anybody can tell me who they think said this quote after you told me Arsenal were good. This is the quote. The quote goes, Man United, good build-up and cohesion. Arsenal were more power and fighting, but not clean play. Mm. The way Man United beat City and Arsenal, they play convincingly. Mm. Usually, when the home team comes back for 2-2, they win. Winning 2-3 away is top level. In a top-level match, I must congratulate Carrick.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
That sounds like a professor.
Sounds like someone who knows their stuff, right?
That sounds like someone that knows how to build.
We've seen who said this, bro.
That sounds like a professor.
I actually saw it on earlier.
Oh, who said it?
We've all seen it. I don't know why you're...
I ain't seen it.
Wenger said it.
Arsene Wenger.
A legend.
No way.
A legend. But you know, because we're cussing our legends the other day, saying they're cussing out Lissandro, this, that, and the other. Did you see Vieira in the studio? In the Sky studio, talking about mentality? Did you see...
He wasn't individually saying man can carry.
No,
let's
but
not
I'm
do
saying...
That.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying...
Keane still said Carrick can win every game and he won't give him the job.
I heard it, but I'm saying... We need Keane's to focus. So bitter, you lot are doing this thing when we need to just let it play out.
Let it play out.
So right now, I'm saying that I saw Henry and Ian Wright in the stands.
In tears.
We might as well say
Mr.
tears.
Mr. Wright was like this.
He, like this. Real emotions, bro.
Listen, I'll tell you what.
Second name,
do you know what
that
it is, yeah?
That's Socrates.
There is a nervousness around Arsenal that is not around any other club when they're in pole position.
Yeah.
That is facts, yeah? When Chelsea are 4 points clear, even if they've lost the match and they're still 4 points clear, it's just, that's it. You know whatever. City don't care either, but Arsenal, their legends are up there, hands in their head. They know this potentially. Listen,
so and that's why Lippi can't wear a suit. Because how many times has he been here before? How many times has he been here before? Every time he thought he was going to win it, he's lost. He can't get fitted.
Some heritage, can I say? You're meant to wear the suit when you suffer a loss.
Why
for the funeral.
Why are you not comfortable telling man when he can wear a suit? Why can't man wear a suit when he wants to wear a suit?
I started the wearing suits.
Why can't a man wear a suit when he wants to wear
I started it and you're not even wearing shorts.
Everybody, one voice at a time. I know you got something to say to P, but quickly. Okay, forget it. Obviously, it's my job to steer the conversation. I don't want to influence anybody. I just want to put information out there that can just drive the conversation.
Yes,
just get people talking. So I'm just going to read out some stats and I just want you to know how you feel about that. This is regarding Arsenal's forward. So Bukayo Saka has 0 goals in his last 13 appearances in all competitions. Victor Gyökeres has 0 non-penalty goals in his last 11 Premier League appearances. Mm-hmm. Gabriel Martinelli has 0 goals in his last 13 Premier League appearances.
Nonny Madueke has 0 goals in his last 25 Premier League appearances.
Missy Elliott.
And Leandro Trossard has 1 goal in his last 11 appearances in
it's literally
all competitions.
Just Gabriel.
So there's a myth, right, that Arsenal, when Jokeres went there, right, and for some reason at this table, the Arsenal fans and that, and they were telling me that because Arsenal share their goals, Jokeres doesn't need to score.
I don't know
if it was you or another Arsenal fan. Yeah, but so that has been the general thing that Arsenal share their goals. What the hell? Where's the goal shared? So their goals are coming. How many goals has Gabriel scored in that time?
Probably more than all of them, maybe combined.
Wow,
bro.
4.
Do you know it is?
This is crazy, you know. Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
Is that their top goal
scorer? Are you telling me OGs is their top goal scorer?
No.
Is that
it's
a fact?
It's up there.
Sorry, Jokeres has 5 and Trossard has 5.
But do you know what I will say in Arsenal's defence, yeah? They dominate games, yeah?
I can't imagine. They're good.
I can't imagine there's games where they've not had the majority of possession, right? They pin teams back, pepper them, and by the time the ball gets in the back of the net, who knows who it comes off? But it's the pressure that does it.
This doesn't make sense. That there would suggest they shouldn't be top, but Arsenal have been the best.
Because they don't concede.
In Premier League history, there hasn't been a winner of the league and they haven't had a top goal scorer, someone with more than 13 goals, I think, in the league. They don't currently have that. But as a team, they are currently the top goal scorers.
No, they're not.
Bar City.
Second behind City. Okay, fine. They are the second. They scored the second most amount of goals in the league, but they're still up there. They concede a lower amount. Is that enough, or do they need someone that's actually going to bring the goals home?
Do you know what I would say to that? Yeah, considering Arsenal haven't had a bad patch in this season yet. Now we watched City just have a month that was kind of from hell. Yeah, they lost a lot of ground. It's just that Arsenal weren't able to take advantage of it. If this is Arsenal in gear. And it's still not necessarily good enough.
Shouldn't we? Are we worried?
It's the patch, but the other teams have been having patches too.
I think we just been bad while City have been bad, innit? And I think maybe we've been worse at some of the teams.
Do you think this is your rough patch, Lips? Possibly.
Nah. That's crazy because you know when it, like, if we're going historically where it usually comes, if this is your rough patch, if this is your rough patch,
you got another one in March.
Then you've got
April.
Another one coming.
Can I say this though? This was the surprise though. Seeing Gabriel Jesus playing as the number one striker, considering they have bought a Jokeres, have bought Havertz, and they went back to the beginning. They went back to the start.
To the beginning.
They went back.
No, Havertz ain't fit
I
right
was
now.
Shocked by that. No, but
Havertz ain't ready.
Isn't that a big surprise, though, that they actually gone back to Gabriel Jesus?
No, because if Havertz was 100%, he'll be playing right now.
When's his contract end? Is his contract ending soon?
You ain't good at this, bro.
End of the season, he's gone.
Season. I think it's next season.
He's actually played out a full contract and now he's starting in a big game.
What point is that, bro?
Yeah, it's a big point because don't do this because you lot try to do this to me a lot still. It's a big point. This guy here, Gabriel Jesus, should not be starting against Man United at this time in the season when they spent money on big money. All their fans was running around doing this, talking about this is the man, and now all of a sudden, he's not the guy for them no more. Now all of a sudden, they want to see Moreno in the striker.
It definitely stinks, but if Jokeres ain't doing the job and Gabriel's fit and ready to play, give him a chance. It's not as... I get what you're saying. Like, it does stink, but it's not steady. As crazy as you're making it.
How much of this is Pep Guardiola? Now, Arteta came up under Pep, who's an overthinker. I watched him play nobody in midfield against Chelsea in the Champions League final. Yeah? Like this is what he does. He overthinks particular games. And did he overthink this Arsenal game? This
United
game?
Speak on it. Sorry. Overthought it. I think he should have just... Like, Gabriel Jesus scored twice in the San Siro in the week, yeah? Inter Milan are not great.
But no United.
But the Italian league...
Watch your mouth.
Us in Champions League is... We're different. It's we're kind of... It's different.
It's European nights. It's different.
Yeah, it's different. United, you know, that's an occasion. And I said it to Haider outside, yeah? Look at who scored for you lot, yeah? Dorgu... And Buemo
Cunha.
And Cunha, yeah?
All new signings.
Let me just land. They've guys that have got here recently. Teams get to United and Arsenal dying to play in matches like this. Arsenal vs United. We went and bought Eze, Jokeres. Maybe not Madueke, but Eze and Jokeres. They've come to Arsenal to play in a game like this.
Zubimendi.
Against United at home where we need 3 points to step up. Where the rest of my season, two man that's having a kind of not great season to their standards, if they do something in this game, just like Eze against Tottenham, it could change the whole story. He's gone and benched both of them. Yeah? And I'm not saying it's no excuses, yeah? Like I said, Jesus scored twice in the week. Kind of made sense why he started. But it just shows the because to start Eze and Gyökeres, that's a risk. And for me, to win this game, this league, you need to take risks. And Arteta hasn't shown that.
It's got something to do with the fan base and that. Because obviously, like, I've been here, we've been here in support of Eze. We think he's a quality player and stuff like that.
What the hell did you say?
But it's like, the second he signed for Arsenal, he's not moving like this guy's world class.
Hmm. Who?
And maybe that's not the case.
Who?
Oh, Eze.
Nah, man, Eze is cold, bro. But again, it's just, we're so risk averse. Is that the word? Risk averse?
Before he got to Arsenal, he played like 5 games for England. These men ain't even internationals like that.
Don't want to play anyone. Same thing you just said. Eze defensively ain't Odegaard. Eze defensively off the
did
left.
He make a mistake?
Martinelli.
Did he make a mistake taking up Odegaard?
He prioritizes defense over
okay,
attack.
Menace, I want to talk to you.
You're talking to me.
Did he make...
I put on new glasses. Come when on, you do stuff
you
like
know,
that.
You
when
know you put you're gonna make big brother. Do you know how big that buzz ball is? He's gonna punch you. You know.
I'll back it. I'm ready to back it. I'm happy to back it.
Now I'm gonna back it for lips.
Back it.
It's my second team, bro.
I even want you to back it.
Calm down.
I want you to back it.
Remember last time you was curl up when you had a chip in her. You had bruck up when you had a chip in her. Might get bruck up for less. Mark, land the question to me.
This guy's
land the question to me. Curl up.
Your
onion ring curl up on the sofa. I saved right, you. Stop, I gave you water.
Stop. Please. Let's get back in the car, boys.
Love you, Steve-o.
Do you think he made a mistake dragging Odegaard at 57 minutes?
No.
Can't talk to me.
Why?
Because I just don't think Odegaard is that guy.
He's definitely that guy, so I don't know what we're doing here.
But you just asked me a question. It's going mad in here. We're on the same badge. We've got the same
he's
badge.
He's on vault, bro. He's on we're vault.
The same badge. My bad. Yeah. I'm going to give you space to play.
We've got the same badge. I think his main thing with Odegaard is every time I see him and I hear noise, he's pressing the keeper. That's the main thing. I'm not saying he's poor. I'm not saying it. But for me, he doesn't do enough. When we're talking about him in a conversation with a certain captain of ours who doesn't get dragged and can create and whatnot, Odegaard doesn't do anything to that level. When you need to go there, when you're losing at home, when it's for the title, where you drag your capo, you drag your all captain.
Right. Sorry, you pause it there, Lippy.
But on a football thing, yeah, when you got to regain control of a game, because what was this? I think it was 2-1 when he came off, yeah?
Yeah.
55th minute. Like, that's a
57.
Lot. It's a lot of time, innit? Yeah. I think, did Zubi go shortly after or did he go in the same sub?
He done four at the same time. Four is a lot as well.
But he almost got it done.
Let me land, for them two to go, yeah, the kind of game we play, yeah, they're going to be the guys that are picking up the ball deep, trying to link the play from the midfield to the attack, the defence to the midfield. To take off both of them, you saw for the next 5 minutes, we didn't know what to do, bro.
But can I stop you there, yeah? After that, they were under siege. You had them pinned back. You was on them. You got the goal.
You can do them,
Matty Waker's running the ball off the pitch.
Marino had to get out there. That's a man for me, yeah? We had to drag Zubi quickly. Yeah, he looked rattled. Yeah, he's running round. He's trying to foul, man. He's not even making the foul. You understand? So he had to go. That should have been for Marino off the rip. Yeah, when I saw four men getting ready, I said, "You see, when I do that on Football Manager, I'm caught.
It's Pete.
I know I'm gonna restart. I know I'm gonna restart. The next thing option is to restart the game. Yeah, four subs.
Four man.
Broski.
At 57.
Oh,
57.
That means you got something wrong. So, 57 minutes. They made a sub. Four players. Martinelli was nowhere to be seen as your top scorer or joint top scorer at least, and he could have cooked up Dalot. Could have took it to the cleaners. Why do you think he wasn't brought on? Or do you think that was a mistake that he wasn't brought on?
Yeah, I think it's a mistake. I definitely think it was a mistake. And I'll add to it to even say that as much as I don't rate Martinelli, yeah, Trossard is having a good season, innit, yeah? But Martinelli's back to that standard where even on his worst day, he'll run past a man.
Martinelli's been good,
and that's
right?
What we needed,
he's been
bro.
Good.
He'll run past a man. He'll be playing poor. He gets one-on-one with a man, he'll just kick it past him and go. He's got that again, innit? And bro, you're playing against Dalot. That's what you want. Like to want, because my thing is, yeah,
joke,
Trossard man. And Saka are gonna stand man up. You understand? For the first half, surprisingly, man was showing Saka that outside and he was going there.
He was doing
every
it. Yeah,
time,
yeah,
innit?
Yeah.
And it was all right. But at the same time, he goes outside, it's on his right foot. You don't really want that. So on the what you wanted is Saka holding up his man and Martinelli going at Dalot, who for me hasn't been great this season. But we didn't do that. And I don't know.
All right, cool. Stop. I want to go to Steve-O. Do you feel like this is a sign of capitulation for Arsenal?
I tell you what, to add to the subs, last week against Forest, he'd done the same thing around the 50, I think, 55.
Yeah, around
three
that.
Three subs. Yeah, yeah. Three subs.
He's getting it wrong.
It's something that he does, but is that not the sign of a good manager that knows, you know what, I've got it wrong and I'm going to make changes, right? Let me go. Let me
back
land.
Back
that's, games. That's not even answering the question. Do I think it's a capitulation?
Capitulation.
You think it's a pelican?
Their knees go backwards, you know.
There you go.
Do I think it's a
capitulation?
Capitulation.
Yeah. Do I think it's that? Not yet. Not yet. It's early doors. And I did say last week that I done the tweet. I said it on the show. I done a tweet and I said that Arsenal are doing everything in their power to give this league up. But they're lucky that other teams are giving up. And he went, lucky? He did say that to me, yeah? Let me land this on about. So I do still think, I'm going to double down on what I said last week. I think Arsenal are having their patch now. But the other teams are so far behind this season for some reason. They are. Bruv, Liverpool.
Four points is not far
behind.
Yeah,
but you're saying it on how they're playing.
They're 4 points still and Arsenal have been losing and drawing.
Okay, calm down. I want to go to KG. They've after going on their 5-game winning streak, this is Arsenal we're talking about, they've dropped points in their last 3 games. They got 2 points from 3 and they haven't looked like a threat.
2 points from 9.
2 points from 6.
2 points from 9.
2 points from 3 games, yeah. 2 points from a possible 9. And they haven't looked like a threat.
As an Arsenal hater, I make sure I do my research and look at this team effectively, yeah? And I'm just saying to you right now, looking at Eze, it's really worrying because you want your player to come off the bench and be powerful. So I look at what Cunha did. Cunha's like, come off the bench, action, yeah? Right now, Eze, he's been frozen out, then put back in the team and said, do something. He don't know this life of not being a starter. At Crystal Palace, he was playing games consistently. And now he's gone to Arteta, who Arteta's not giving him that
hang
many
on,
games.
Hang on. We it's said this. We hang about. We said this, and I've had this argument with Poet. And I said, although the stat says that Eze has actually played the most games he's ever played in his career, right? Yeah. Poet's not taking into consideration he's in competitions longer. He's older, he's not injured. Like, there's so many factors into why, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's playing when he should be playing. And it's 7 games now, I think, he hasn't started in. And when it was 4 games, I said, is this not worrying? As a friend of Eze.
Even just on a more sanitized level, yeah? Like, team set up against Arsenal, so different to how they set up to get against Palace. They're going to beat Palace.
So it's a totally different game. He's not meeting all these low blocks.
But to answer to what you're saying about the Eze thing, like, it's worrying. It's worrying, especially with the England tournament coming up.
Is he a shoo-in right now to play for England?
I think there's too much being made about it. I think that was an evenly contested game. And I think moments in those kind of games, especially Arsenal versus United, moments win games.
They're talking about 3 games though, the 2 points
for
3. Yeah.
But everyone else knows how to play Arsenal. You sit there and you weather the storm. And if you can weather the storm, you can get something out of this game.
Okay, cool. So do you think the cup games are distracting them? Lippi was in the group talking about quadruple and all these things. They're still in all 4 competitions. They actually can't replicate their cup form. They scored 10 goals in their last 3 games. All of them are away fixtures as well. That's flying. Yeah. But the league, there's an issue. Do you think you're being spread too thin, Lippi?
Sort of. And I think it's different, man. Like, The Champions League football and the league is so different. Like, even like a Forest. Like, we'll go there, we'll go Forest and go San Siro, bro. And it's a madness.
So like. I had a feeling this would happen, yeah? As soon as they brought the new Champions League format in, yeah?
It's easier.
There's such a big disparity between what certain games mean, yeah? And that is from a Saturday to a Wednesday to a Saturday. That game in the middle might not mean anything, or it might mean so much. And that game is supposed to be an easy game. Remember, it's football. Yes, it's physical, but it's still 90% between the ears, bro. Like, what is going on in there?
The shackles are off when they play in the European competitions. Because again, no, they're the top of the league.
They're top of the league.
They don't have to worry
at the moment. Because imagine they're top of the league. That doesn't matter because it becomes a tournament.
No, but you know what it is?
Doesn't
teams
even matter.
In Europe don't necessarily respect. I feel like teams aren't respecting each other in this league format. Everyone's relying on this the last couple of weeks, make the playoff, play against some idiot.
Nobody even knows, bro. Chelsea are eighth. I don't even know what that means.
There you go. Because again, you'll get to the playoffs. When it gets serious, you play against someone else that's in the playoffs who won't be great. You'll beat them. It's serious time now.
We've seen Champions League our whole life. We know it don't matter until the round of 16.
Yeah, just okay. So just quickly, what would you do against Kyrat?
I'll be honest. You'll see. I swear, if I'm Football Manager, you don't even have to. The under 18s. They don't even need to be registered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All under 18s. Sim Marley match. Salmon. I'm talking the youth that looks like Rashford, what's his name? A Moose. Where all of these, not, maybe not all of them, but I'll say a couple, man. So like a Gyökeres, yeah.
Gyökeres needs a runner.
Yeah. Go out there.
He's played all season.
What are you talking about? You need a runner.
Bro, it's mad, you know.
What do you mean?
A runner.
He should have, for me,
he needs a hat trick.
RG came on and scored at the San Siro. He should have started, bruv. He should have started against United, didn't he? Fair enough, Gabriel scored the two goals, but that was just, they were good goals, but Gyökeres scored a kind of goal that
you build off.
You understand, bro?
I don't understand.
Nah, what do you mean, bro?
I just guessed.
Gabriel is like, he's one of them man, bro. He's like, he's a confidence player as well, but it's that.
Like, oh, you know him?
Yeah, bro. I know all of my players.
We're with you, Lippy.
So look,
because you did that too.
This ain't just about piling on Arsenal. It's also, I want a chance to uplift. It's not. It's also a chance to uplift about Manchester United and the positive. I know it's only two games, but it's positive. We can talk about it. We've got another week to work on our game, and we've got two home games coming up, and they're against Fulham and Spurs. What would you be expecting from the United fans on the table?
Expectancy?
Yeah.
Consistency. There's no reason why. Okay, we just beat two of the two best teams in the league.
Two teams that are going to come onto you and give you a chance for transitions and counter. Maybe you might find a low block against a Fulham or something like that.
We're saying you like you're not in a Man United tracksuit. Oh,
I think he's not with us today. You know,
he's not himself.
I am. I just got a show to lead. Come on.
What I'm saying is, I get what you mean with the next two teams we got, but with Arsenal, we're dealing with breaking down Harambe. Done it. With City, you're talking about breaking down the team who, if you slip up.
Are you on Twitter, you? Man said Harambe.
Harambe's crazy.
Bullshit. Over
man said you're a crazy.
You
tweet all the
question.
Time. I hate the
no,
man that back
question,
on
bro.
Twitter. Oh, can you let him develop his thoughts, please, before
yeah,
we attack
him? What's going
on?
Why are you mad at me for?
Harambe.
What are you mad at me for, bud? Yeah.
Do you know what's annoying, though?
Sorry, go on, KG.
The man them act like they're not on Twitter. That's the worst part of it. I see man tweeting.
You can't tweet.
You can't contribute to the place.
You can't.
And then you're talking like
you can't tweet.
Do you know what? Lippy might have the most tweets here.
You can't tweet. Because I can tweet, I can talk ball. You can't do that. You can't do that.
So
you need to wear
Twitter
costumes
boy.
And all these.
You're the Twitter boy then. You're the Twitter boy.
I can talk ball.
Very cool. Because I know you've worn that suit to serious places, but he's got
no
costume.
I haven't rocked it on the mains yet. I haven't even rocked this on the mains yet.
You're
but
one
also,
of the whatever fan TV.
I would love
one of them you.
I would like to talk.
I'm a bigger legend.
I would like to talk about Man United. Because while we were talking about Arsenal and how bad they were, we were good.
Talk
you
about
know,
it.
People like Mbeumo.
Wait. What glass? What? Which one? Which one?
I think the Gucci. If you have that over there.
I got Trapstar.
Yeah.
Branded.
Well, so right now,
Gucci and Trapstar is crazy.
Trapstar glasses.
Big up Trapstar.
Glasses.
No. Now I'll say this. Yeah. Quickly, Mbeumo is on fire. Scored against Man City, scored against Liverpool, scored against
Arsenal.
He's
our top goal scorer.
Yeah, he's moving well. Yeah, and he got players like Cunha off the bench. We look good now. So now when you talk about the next games coming up, I'm confident because we can break down a little bit.
Can I put my hands up? Because we've seen this before, guys.
We have.
If there's two games that United can always get up for, guys, it is City and Arsenal, bro. Fulham looks like a draw to me.
Well, let's see. We'll see what happens with Fulham. I want to ask KG a question, leading on to what he was saying. So after beating Liverpool, City and Arsenal this season, would you be happy if we didn't finish in the Champions League spot?
No, we must. We must. Because I've got plans. I've got signings that I want to bring in. Yeah, the likes of the Elliot Anderson, I want to see him, but we need Champions League football for it. We need.
But if he gets relegated?
well, we need to, again, other teams could beat us to those players. I think Man United are well poised to finish in the top four. And there might be a fifth space position as top four.
Definitely.
I'm looking higher.
Fourth or fifth. Facts. I was saying that from an Amrum
no,
was here.
No, you weren't.
I mean, we got.
I was the only one who stood.
Wait,
you said eighth.
Wait, no, shut your mouth.
I'm standing on my own because I did when I said it. When I said you shut up, you shut up. You tell me shut up. You shut up. We're on the same team. You shut up twice. Shut up. Okay,
calm down. We're going crazy.
But hear me out though. I said it. Early doors, top four. Everyone laughed when I said top four.
While Amorim was in charge, we finished fourth or fifth.
I want blood.
Anyway,
guys, you're jinxing yourselves.
I know, that's not a jinx.
You're jinxing us, just like Arsenal have done it. You're jinxing yourselves.
We'll be all right.
Just relax. It was Arsenal and it was City, the two games that notoriously you lot play pretty well.
I know what you're doing.
It's now Fulham, yeah? Which is basically Arsenal B, yeah? They're going to turn up and their heart, where is it, at the cottage?
No, it's at home.
Shut up then.
I think that's a draw.
Michael Carrick? And he's hugging all the players. Yeah. At the end of the
new
game,
manager bounce. Everything looks fantastic. But how many times have
KG,
we seen this?
KG, do you know what he's doing? Yeah. He's deflecting. Yeah. What are you lot doing?
We're not even up to nothing anymore.
I've got something else to say as well, because obviously I know what they're going to be saying in the comments as well. It's only one game and we're moving crazy. That's true. But this is a football show. There's a lot of games going on the weekend and there's more stuff to talk about. And I just want to know, I just want everybody at home to know, Liverpool.
You sort of thought you were going to get away with it.
Lippy, why are you laughing?
No, Lippy's allowed to laugh. Just saying about Arsenal.
Why are you laughing?
Can I land, bro? Did you see Loons in the group the other day, bro?
Loons is stressed.
Hold on. Me and Biscuit was there.
Yeah. Stay away. Go away.
Yeah, Loons.
Go away.
Come on, bro.
I'm just going to say this, right?
Here we go.
This is sour. You get what I'm saying? You like grapefruit with no sugar sprinkled on top. But what I'm going to say is this.
What? Is that what he does?
It shows how meaty the league is this year to have 5 wins in 4 months and still be in and around the top four places. That's what I'm going to say.
In and around.
See
you. Good transition. In and around.
In and around.
Liverpool, 1 second, quickly. Liverpool have only had 5 wins in the last 4 months in the Premier League. They beat Villa 2-0. They beat West Ham 2-0. Brighton 2-0. It was 2-1 against Spurs and 2-1 against Wolves. But I'm saying this definitely stinks.
Do you know what it is? I think no one's clocked it yet, but I think God's back getting involved.
Back in football.
I think he's back getting involved.
I think
he's always been involved, you know.
But
you know what it is?
We realise now.
Remember, people, for example, Arsenal lost that game this weekend, not because of tactics, because of Poet, right?
Yeah, facts. If you saw the things Poet was saying to me in Paris, but he was just talking down on me and being just belligerent and it was
cool. All right, cool. So I say that to say this. Liverpool are having the season that they're having because at the beginning of the season, Loons came and sat here with a trophy and a medal.
Yeah, fact.
It's not by chance.
Yes, when he took it.
At the moment you lot get too far ahead of yourselves, God says,
you don't even understand what we're talking about. This guy's
took the medal of Loons. I remember he took the medal of Loons.
We're not talking about that.
Didn't he take a medal? Broski,
yes.
Didn't he take your medal?
Broski.
There was a week when he took his medal.
Joe took his medal.
Broski. No, Luke.
Whole part of Jinxon's not talking about it. That didn't happen.
PG, that happened. They're not talking about that. He's saying it happened to Loons because Loons bought the ting.
Yeah, I'm saying Loons has been jinxed by himself. And now what I'm saying
is I don't believe in jinxing.
God's here now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Business end of the season. This is where he gets involved.
This is where he says enough's enough.
Liverpool have been stinking, in my opinion. Absolute honking.
Half a.
No, their next three games, I'm sure they got Man City, Newcastle, and Spurs. How many points do they get for the next three?
I think there's a serious question, though. I think it's
that
more,
was a question.
While I agree with that one, I'm saying that I think Virgil van Dijk might be doing this on purpose. Right. Because he might be looking for Xabi Alonso. He don't defend like that. How's he going to do something?
Xabi Alonso's
like
definitely going there in the summer.
We have scrutinised his defending for a long time. His little... We've watched him do that
don't
for
do
years.
That. Stop doing that.
Yeah. Remember, he came up off the what's it called? Was it Cisse? Who was running at him? And he gave him the choice.
Let's be real.
Semenyo.
How old is Van Dijk now?
35.
That hairstyle.
He ain't 35.
Centre back. It's not Mitty. Like,
is he 35?
He's not 35. 34, 35. He's 35. He's like a year older than man.
Same age as Casemiro.
Nah, Casemiro's 33.
And you know what's mad? Loons is way, way older than Casemiro.
I'm older than Casemiro.
No, but not way, way.
No, but hey, on subject. This is, hey, don't forget the start of the season. This is 500 M's worth of work.
Mm. 500 M's on the champions, the reigning champions.
But do they want Xabi Alonso? Because right now, everyone's mind is there, is what I'm saying. I'm throwing
Xabi Alonso will be the Liverpool manager next summer.
Is that smart, though?
Slots out of it.
Next summer or this summer?
This summer.
Is that clever?
I do not think it's fair that we discuss Liverpool without Liverpool representation, especially when there's a member of the squad sitting on the sideline warming up, ready to go. So, Steve-O, please, just for this segment, because we got to speak about his lot. Actually, that's not even a threat. You are doing good. But we need to speak about you before we go. But please, can we just get Loons onto the pitch, please? Just quickly.
Kepa, refuse to go.
Two hats.
Okay, and also, I need to... Alright, Lippy, come up top, please. I need to go do something.
Oh, backup striker, Dion Dublin.
Piss.
Right, Dion Dublin, backup top.
Dion Dublin is stupid, you know.
Well, you know, can I say something?
I just want to know how you're feeling.
You don't know how I feel about the man, Slot. I don't want us to make a knee-jerk decision mid-season, yeah? I don't want to do that because then you get into that realm of you can't get the manager you want.
Do you get what I'm saying? Do you want him gone? I know you don't talk on your... Yeah?
At the end of the season.
What would you accept for him to stay?
Nothing.
Whoa.
There's nothing he could do.
You want Xabi Alonso?
No, I don't want Xabi Alonso.
If he comes second.
Xabi Alonso's my second choice.
You're not getting Enrique. Yeah, cut that out. You're getting Alonso.
Bro. Just focus, bro.
Focus.
You get what I'm saying? You're getting Eddie Howe. Yeah, I'm just going to say this. Yeah. All right, cool. I want Enrique, innit? He said he wants to test himself in the Prem. You get me? So I think if we sacked him now, you get into that little... Give it to Stevie, give it to Steve McManaman, give it to Robbie Fowler, get Graham Souness out. You get me? You get into that bag, the man there does, 3-4 good results, wins against United, wins against Everton, give him the job. Now we're eighth. You get what I'm saying, innit? So, keep him to the end of the season. He kind of knows what he's doing. He won the league last year.
He does know what he's doing. It's a rough patch.
As champions, The minimum the next season is to challenge. Minimum.
Yeah, but you lot have had
minimum. A... He's fallen short.
It's been rough.
So he's going to lose his job at the end of the year.
Bro, people died.
That's a 5-4.
I know that.
It's rough.
When you look at the stats of 5 wins in 4 months,
this has to be the league's week. This has to be the league's super week for us to be 5.
Nothing to do with you lot.
The league is super. Everyone's off. Arsenal are taking full advantage of it. I remember I was saying it last year. This stat here couldn't have you 5th, 1 point or 4th. Last season. It couldn't. You know this. This stat
don't
here.
Point, don't point at me like that.
Could not, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but can I just say something? One thing that like Loons does, he tells the truth, but he doesn't give it context. So then that way, years later.
It's the truth.
Can you please chill? Thank you. And then years later, you can think whatever you want. You're 6 points off 12. Chill out.
But then we don't. No one thinks Blackwood.
You're 6 points off 12. And just to give that context, Manchester United happened to be 12 points off top. So you could be 12.
13th off top.
Sorry, you're 6 points off 13th. So the 13th place team and you, there's only 6 points between you.
Yeah.
And then with the top, Man United are only 4th. There's 13 points between us. So you actually can get 13th quicker than you can get top 4. So why are you making it seem like...
You never say, oh, we're 4th, we're 6 points from 17th. You never do that math. So you might say 14th or 6 points from 5th. That's fair. That's a fair assumption. You never say we're 5th, 6 points from 17th. You never do that way. Who the hell does that?
Can
You always go up.
Wait.
That's cool.
That is we don't do that.
Done that for Man United. We've done it for
because
Man United.
You were top and now you're sixth, and you was moaning that you was boasting that you're above United. I don't think you're gonna be above United. So the only way for you lot is down. So I'm just showing you how close you are.
I don't usually don't bet, but you see, because you said you don't think. This is your personal thing. You're not a Man United fan. I will bet you on camera we finish above Man United.
I bet you won't.
I don't think you will, bro. How much?
Man United finish above Liverpool.
Well, no, I said, yeah, I don't want to spend maybe you lot. That's jinx. That's jinx, man. I don't do that, man.
I just think in 180 minutes of football that I've seen from Manchester United, it's been more convincing than the full season of Liverpool.
I've seen this stuff before. You're not playing with Europe, numerous man. Different teams and managers. When you can get up for a game, you can get up for a game. We smoked up PSG, Barcelona, it doesn't matter. When you can get up for one, you can get up for one. But when you can't get up for Sunderland, or when a team's playing slightly different, or when just things not going for you. I personally believe I'm more inclined to listen to Loon. I think Liverpool finish above United still.
But then, Dad, this is the reason why I don't have confidence. Their best centre back makes too many mistakes. Sorry, Lippy.
We are very lucky to get United in January, innit? Yeah. I think if we got them later on, we'll be in trouble. I agree with you, Paul. I think you lot will press on. I'm not going to lie, because you lot, the guys that are meant to score are scoring.
Okay, first, watch.
The football's dynamic.
Okay. I've got you.
Players that I don't rate. That are firing. Dorgu. Hold on, let me just land.
No, Ballon Dorgu.
It's not on my bad, but you lot could see. We should start doing screenshots from the group. I almost celebrated that goal. I said, oh my God. In the group chat, that was ridiculous. But he's been proper good this season, bro.
Screenshots from the group would be good.
Would be good, bro. Not mad ones, obviously.
Can I ask this, yeah?
Go on.
To the non-United fans first, yeah? Right? What's different here? Now, what is different here from Oli? Remember Rio? Give him the deal! What's
the
different?
Players.
What's
players.
Different? Rio had a better... Oli had a better team.
I'm saying it might have been a better team, but this team's got goal scorers, bro. Yeah? Cunha, Mbeumo, Diallo might not be a goal scorer, but he's a danger man.
Bruno's
always a danger man.
Let the United. We're doing all the talking. Let the United fans.
So what, this team's better than this.
No, you can't.
Better.
You're a United fan. Chill out in the green
seat.
Hey, don't bust gun at my people like that.
Once, let us land, KG. There's an order.
Green Lantern. Chill. I got you.
Green Lantern.
I just saw
the top table just told me.
No, two sets, KG. No, before you go, was that what I said?
Green Lantern, chill.
Was what I said wrong?
You said nothing wrong. He ain't saying nothing wrong. I'm just saying the top table told me to go.
He's just got manners.
I thought I should make a run.
I think Liverpool will finish above United. Lippy thinks United will finish above Liverpool. What do you lots actually think? No, not from... Go on. You're going if you want to go.
All that's saying, because you looked at me when you were saying it, so yeah, I feel compelled to ask.
That's not the question I asked, though, what Dan's saying, though.
All right, so what I think's changed at Man United, the one thing that's happened
what's
this
different?
Season... What's different? The one thing that's different about the league is I think most of the best sides are in a transition, which means Manchester United can capitalise on the fact that if City and Liverpool had settled sides with settled gaffers, maybe the opportunity to get top four isn't there. The fact that Aston Villa are flirting with it and now Tielemans and Kamara have got long-term injuries, I go, ooh, maybe. Plus, I saw Tielemans crying the other day, and I know Kamara came off the other day. So I'm looking at that situation, Isak, back mid-April. I'm like, well, Man United, they've played the same side two games in a row. People like Dorgu, who I would have thought, what do you mean? He's performing. Then on top of that, if Dorgu gets injured, we got Cunha. Me personally, I echo exactly what Lippy said. The people that are meant to be scoring are scoring. That midfield looks extremely dynamic. Bruno Fernandes, back to his best. And the guy that Margs hates... needs to go England.
Go on. No, I want to hear from these two because that's you lot have all answered a question, but not my question.
I'm going to ask a question.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm going to ask a question.
What's different from when Oli got at the United job and they went and won all those games and they were saying, give him the job. And then it went...
To be fair, I answered your question a bit twisted because this thing, yo. But,
see?
No, but who did United have back then?
Lukaku.
Lukaku, Martial, Rashford.
Do you know what we don't say enough on this show? I don't know.
Care. And I don't care.
No. We don't say that enough. We don't say that enough. I don't know.
So I'll answer it simply like this, yeah?
the first thing you rattled you ask, them. You know, you haven't rattled no one. Because it's very easy. Man United, you said, what's different? We are playing one game a week. Ooh. That's a different. Wait, is that no difference? We are playing one game a week. And then after, we got somebody that would say is quite well-versed in coaching.
Valid.
Your guy from Chelsea, Steve Holland, is that his name?
Give him the job.
Yeah? No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the team that was there. When Ollie stepped into the job, it was vibes. It was just, he just went in and he made everyone feel good again.
Finish
right now, there is an actual plan. You can't say, when you look at
what's
Man
United, I like that.
Wait, hold on.
Talk,
when you
talk.
Look at Man United, there's a way that we're approaching games. There's a tactical sense of how we're approaching games, and we're getting results from it. So it is different. You can actually see right now. You can actually fully see right now.
180 minutes.
Shut up.
Who decides to play Dorgu left wing? Right. Who decides to now drop the strike? I'm just saying that we weren't doing it.
He does it for Denmark.
No,
he does it for Denmark.
In terms of the players that you have, you have Ahmad, you have Mbeumo, and he said, you know what, Dorgu, I'm gonna make you be the left winger. Right now, you got players coming off the bench that want to fight for the club. You got Cunha, when he's scoring, he's like, it's the biggest. Okay, he's fighting for the team.
No, we're not done. That was
elite. You see why that was elite? Good. But what are you going to do when you concede first?
Arsenal scored first.
He conceded first.
His head's gone. I sum it back out.
Do you not watch the game? Get him out, man. Get him out, man. You clown. Aye, 57 minutes.
What was that?
Get out, man. Joke, man. Like, no, don't say nothing else, bro. Take a cup as well.
Hey, before he rattled somebody.
A pelican.
Hey,
it is a long time.
Have a nice one, bro.
Bear cat here on that hat as well.
Honking.
You want to say something racist? He wants to say something racist.
He always wants to say something racist.
He wants to say something racist.
Get out of here, man.
He wants to say something. He looked at me.
Shut up and get out, man. Get out.
A couple of weeks ago, Steve, nobody thought you could do it. You've gone and won 3-1 at Sunderland. That's one of the hardest places to get 3 points.
That was at home.
Yeah, but it's still one of the hardest teams to get 3 points against. Listen, what I'm going to say is this. You're still, despite these two wins, in the drop zone.
Yeah, yeah.
What does the next... Like what are you going to do? Do you make it out?
Yeah, we do make it out. I said that 3 games ago. I told you who would help us make it out. Because
get that shrink shirt out of
because,
here, man.
Is that his?
Yeah.
Did he wear it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because there's a little... I'm not a body language expert, but that, what you just did there, didn't seem convincing that he wore that shirt.
No, this was his spare shirt on
the
match.
Okay, so he didn't wear it.
Didn't wear it. You know what it is, though? Somerville's been cooking for you, like, all season. He's been like your little talisman. But I feel like...
All season?
Well, for the most part, anyway. But I feel like it's the upturn of... Fernandez.
Yeah, boy. Honestly,
I don't think there's no coincidence that he started performing and turning up and using our winning game.
Well, you've noticed he started performing. He was performing before without having someone on the end products, but he's definitely stepped it up. But this is what I saw, man. I promise you. I told you a few weeks ago. I said, I'm telling you lot, when you go there, because I've been going recently, again, when you go there and you watch it, okay, like it's just... inches, as Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday.
Great
it's
movie.
Inches, as your wife probably says she needs more. But listen.
So I can fight him, innit?
Yeah. Rap him. Oh my gosh.
Hey, I calm down.
Oh my gosh.
That's my dude.
I wanted to. I'm with you. Let me go, Lippy.
That's insecurity.
It's not insecurity. A man can't make a promise in front of my gal and God and just have people disrespecting her like this.
Yeah, but that's you what I'm saying.
You're going mad.
The diss is tough.
Oh, he's so injury prone.
KG.
Himself how?
KG, I think it was wrong.
How's he, what's he done?
I got a bang out though. The next one has to be a
listen,
come.
Listen, do you know how crazy it is that you two got into it and Poet got hurt? Do you know how crazy it is? <The
next one. laughs> No, but the next one, I have to start fighting. So you lot, is so defend feeble.
I told you about the older generation, bro. These fighting. Two are sick heads, bro.
I need to. I'm so close.
Bro, he's like a UFC fighter. He's fought more than anyone here.
Yeah, you're always fighting though.
Yeah, man. I wait, you're carrying. You're carrying.
I'm just thinking about it now though. Why are you always fighting though?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man, don't do that. Man, don't do that. Man, don't do that.
All you had to say was no, I'll give her bro, enough.
Why is the headlock, why is the headlock always the first thing you go for as well?
Look at his arms, bro. Look at the arms. Look at the arms.
Wait, I'm in gaslit. You lot gaslighting me, innit?
You have to apologize to Steve-O.
I will never. I will never. Because I didn't even thump him. I didn't even talk to him.
The headlock. Who do I talk to about this? My neck hurts, man.
But the whole page says thump. All right, no, that's the.
I'm the only married man here.
Who, what's 10 that years. What's the black superhero that he can't get shot?
Logan Cade. What's his name?
Luke Cage. Luke Cage.
He's even looking like Luke Cage.
Oh no, Black Lightning.
Black Lightning.
Black Lightning.
Wait. Is that what you lot doing? Every time I tell you lot about my life, yeah, you lot go too far, bro. I told you about my sister. I told you about my sister. You man did this again.
Let me land. Let me, go on.
Bro, you done that to yourself.
Nick V, stop them.
I told you. No, it's not stop.
Hey, let him land.
You lot, yeah, you lot. Bro, KG, this is what I'm talking about.
I was in the middle of a sentence.
Is man mad?
You've landed in a suit. You've won the game and you've put hands on a man. Bro, you see, sir, no more South man is allowed on Filthy. Donnie is the last one. South is locked off. No more South.
I'm South as well. So what are we doing?
I live there now, but.
I live there now.
Yeah, you're not from South.
Yeah, we're not from there.
From South
no,
now.
KG, can we get him? Can we get him? Daniel's getting
away. Hey, that's the fight. That's the one. That's the one I'm waiting to see if you actually do it.
What?
Me, I'm waiting to see.
Oh, you think I'm scared of you?
Shut up.
Both of yous. I'll take both of yous.
What do we do then? Because when we move over there, everyone's going to say we're bad guys.
Hey, I'm letting man know from now. Man put me on the floor like that and I can't fight.
One sec. Hang on. Don't do that. Don't get me wound up. Yeah, don't do that. Oh, wait. Hey. I'll play the game. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You couldn't move. You couldn't move.
Hey, don't do that.
Blinking.
You know what? Yeah. No, he hurt.
Look, more importantly, I thought Nuno was on his deathbed, yeah? We were telling Steve-O, get ready for the best time of his life back in the championship.
Exactly. It was a lot of disrespect. I'm not saying we're out of the mud now.
You egged it on. You were saying that was the greatest time. You said it was the greatest time of your life. You're looking forward to going back there.
I got a lot more free tickets. Nope. But the championship. But, boys, all I'm saying is the Claret and Blue machine is marching on. We've got Danny Dyer. We've got Olivia Dean in the stands.
You've
watching.
Always had them.
Nah, Olivia's new. Olivia is a new fan. Big up Olivia Dean. Yeah, I'm trying to be the man that I need.
Huh?
What?
Is that the song, innit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, but listen, good times, innit? Good times, man. Good times. And we were lucky. Forest, obviously, like the teams around us.
So do you think that's what happens? You manage to stay up and Forest go down? Because we're going to have a chat with Ola about that.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I don't know who else is going to go down. All I know is West Ham are on the up.
Is anyone giving Spurs the side?
I'll be real. You brought up Spurs, you know, start of the season when they beat City. You brought them up saying they could shock us.
They can't go down.
Did I?
You did.
Me?
Yeah, you did.
I apologize.
I got tapes.
I apologize.
That's grown.
I did it. I apologize. But are you looking at them now, though?
I don't look at them at all.
Because Spurs are looking shaky United and they're not Tottenham winning team, home right? games.
United have got Tottenham.
Yes, we do. And Spurs have got the nastiest run.
I think it's either Fulham or it's Tottenham where you drop points. I've just got a weird feeling. You see Tottenham, they can take points off United.
7 points off relegation and they got the nastiest run. They got to play Arsenal. They're not winning that game. Let's forget about that one. Yeah? And they got City. Oh, they win that City game.
I think they could beat City.
They don't
Bro,
beat City.
It's Tottenham. Who knows?
I think they could Thomas draw. Frank. I think they could draw and that be the upset.
And it's the fact that they've been so poor and then they were so good in Champions League and everyone's a little bit more baffled about what they are.
and they might just turn something on.
Do they have fighters to get them through a madness?
Are we questioning whether Thomas Frank's a good gaffer or not? I know he's done a stellar job at Brentford, but it's just like a totally different level. Different
might be a job too heavy.
And all of a sudden he's shit in the bed. Is he good enough for them?
Nah.
He's a good manager. He's got good staff, good manager, but I just think maybe the players, sometimes you need the right players for the right manager. When Mourinho gets his manager, when Mourinho gets his players, he's elite. If he doesn't get the players that believe in his philosophy,
I got a friend who supports Spurs and he keeps telling me every signing they make, quality, oh, this one's quality, Van den Ven's quality, Romero's quality, Adoge, apparently they got, if your backline's so good, why do you not keep
these
conceding?
These men are like moments.
I'll be honest.
Romero, Madison's this, Jed Spence, Simmons, no, but regardless, I'm saying Solanke, he was a how good are they? How good are these players? Are they really as good as they're
you
saying?
You see Tottenham, I think Tottenham are the team that no one actually has a clue. Like, they can turn up and beat anyone if they decide to, but they just can't.
I'll be honest though, I've seen this before. There's a certain manager, didn't have a job, got a job, won a trophy, you know what I'm saying, won a little FA Cup, and then sometimes they just go on to do a bit better. I don't think Thomas Frank's completely ruled
about?
Out yet.
Who are you referring to?
Just a man that won a FA Cup first 6 months. Remember, you won your open. Yeah. Oh,
I'll tell her.
So it's just, I could see.
So you're referring to Thomas Frank?
I could see potential.
Who's 14th right now?
I could see potentials.
I think that's enough.
Potentials, man.
Like, comment, subscribe.
No. I'll be honest. Wait. I'll be honest. KG. I'll be honest. I'll do the outro by myself. Hear what I'm saying, yeah? Shout out my boy Manu, yeah? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thy is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. I ain't got my chain, Kobe, but I got my surfboard, Cunha!
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.